All right, Coach Edwards, tell us about the East-West Shrine Game experience.
I tell you, it was the first time I've really actually gone to the game. It was a great experience. I mean, just there's a lot of history to the game, and I guess this is the first time the NFL has been affiliated with active coaches coaching it. And it was a great experience, great being around the kids, but just all the work that the Shriners do with the children hospitals, and just it was very educational for me, and I think the kids had a good time, and, you know, working with coaches amongst other staffs and getting to know them. It was a great experience. We really enjoyed our week and hope we got some good evaluations out of it.
Part of the experience was getting to pick and build your own staff. How did you approach that? You had some friendly faces.
Well, we weren't able to pick. They kind of picked the staffs. Okay. But I think it worked out pretty good. It was a sort of a combination of guys from different, you know, programs, organizations that I've never worked with that I got to know during the course of the week. And I think it was good to sit and talk about different problems we run into schematically, different things fundamentally, and kind of work through those things and then come together with a cohesive plan to play in the game that week. So it was really exciting, and we enjoyed ourselves. And, I think we got around the kids, got a chance to know them, and hopefully help them along this process as they're getting ready for the draft.
Fun to work with both sides of the ball?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was really good. Fortunate for me, Kevin Stefanski was our offensive coordinator, and Hank was our offensive line coach, and Andrew Janoco was our tight end coach. So I had some familiarity with our offense, which really helped out a lot. But, no, those guys did a tremendous job, and they made my job easy during the course of the week.
Defense, it was a defensive-themed day.
Yeah, it was. Very low-scoring day, and, from that aspect of it, being a defensive guy, I kind of, you know, liked the way that turned out. But, it was very enjoyable. It's hard, you know, on a group of young guys just coming into this league, all of a sudden they're learning new techniques, new terminology, new fundamentals. And to get them cohesive and the timing of an offense down in the course of a week, it's pretty tough. So we thought it would be a little bit more defensive-oriented.
Okay. And then at the end of the game, I believe some of your players – managed to dash it with the Gatorade.
Yeah, that one kind of caught me off guard a little bit. But no, it was all in fun. It was adjusting. Those guys, they really worked hard for us during the course of the week, and it was a very enjoyable week for us, and hopefully they got a lot out of it.
Transition, it's a quick turnaround. Now you're already here in Mobile. Pretty quick travel time. And
yeah, a quick turnover, but, that's the way our league is, and you know, you have certain things you got to do in the off season, and this is one of them to help us, you know, as far as our evaluations going to the draft. So really looking forward to meeting these young men that are here this week and getting around them and getting a chance to evaluate them first time, you know, here in practice and stuff. So I'm excited about the opportunity and look forward to hopefully helping ourselves in the evaluation process.
Definitely not the first time you've been to Mobile for this game.
No, definitely not my first time. I think this is my 19th year, so I've probably been down there about 15 times, so yeah, kind of familiar. It's good to be back, though. It's good to get a chance to see this new group of guys coming out this year and, you know, getting a chance to run into some old friends and those kind of things as we work through this process.
A lot of one-on-one drills and practices, I'm sure. What's most beneficial to the coaching staff when you see these practices?
Just that, seeing them do, like, the fundamentals and the techniques that we know they're going to be taught to do and asked to do when they come to this level. You know, most of them are off training at these different training sites in preparation for the combine and those kind of things. But playing football is a lot different than just going out and training to run and jump and do those things. Now, it's an integral part of it. I understand that at the end of the day. But also playing football is what we're going to evaluate them on. So getting a chance to see them, you know, firsthand is definitely an advantage in the evaluation process.
Defensive staff, great continuity carrying over again. How helpful is that as you begin to renew this process?
It really helps out. And I think, you know, you see our guys during the course of the year, that continuity helps. You know, the same voice, same a lot of the similar terms, a lot of similar techniques and fundamentals. And, it's good to have guys that we've sat in a room. We know where a lot of the problems are, and it's easier to adjust. And even though in the offseason we do a self-evaluation of ourselves to see things that we can get better at, we just don't stay stagnant with it. But at least we're talking through the same eyes and the same vision of what we've experienced through the course of the 3 years that we've been together.
Mm-hmm. And then back in Florida, five five Vikings defenders are going to be participating in the Pro Bowl this week.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's a credit to those guys because they really have worked hard to be in the position they're in, and, you know, very proud of them, and reached out and talked to most of them. And I know they're excited to get a chance to go play. And I know Lembowitz is first, so he's really excited and well-deserved. I mean, we've been saying it all along. But just with Harry Everson and Barr now getting invited back, and Xavier, his first one. So we're excited to see all those guys, you know, reap the benefits of, you know, the hard work that they put in during the course of the year.